With SRN News, I'm Jason Weichert. Joe Biden's presidential campaign predicting a, quote, very close race in 2024.
With Election Day 1 year away, the president's reelection team is prepping for a likely matchup against Donald Trump. In a strategy memo, Biden's campaign manager said they're already looking beyond the Republican presidential primary to a general election that will be very close. She said the president's 2020 message will be central to this campaign and that he will present a contrast with the Make America Great Again movement. One issue the memo omits is voters' concerns that Mr. Biden is too old for the job. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nation's employers slowed their hiring in October, adding a modest 150,000 jobs. Last month's job growth, though down sharply from the 297,000 gain in September, solid enough to suggest many companies still want to hire. Also, at SRNnews.com, it is time once again tonight. Turn the clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed.
2 a.m. becomes 1 a.m. local time when daylight savings ends and standard time begins and lasts until March 10th, except in Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona, which do not observe daylight saving time. In March last year, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act when the twice-a-year changes, but it stalled in the House. The bill was reintroduced by Senator Rubio in March this year, but it stalled in committee. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Kimberly Mata Rubio's 10-year-old daughter, one of the 19 children killed in the school shooting last year in Uvalde, Texas. Now she's getting her start in politics at the local level by running to become Uvalde's first ever female mayor. The election is set for Tuesday. This is SRN News. America's pastors worried about giving.
Not necessarily now, but soon. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 82% of clergymen say they aren't sure young adults, Generation Z, will be tithing to their churches at the same rate their parents do. Of course, there are broad reasons for that. Gen Z is more financially pinched than previous generations, often because of huge student loan debts. And Gen Z is also less likely to be attending church in the first place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT advocates filing a federal suit challenging Tennessee's aggravated prostitution statute. That measure applies larger penalties to people who participate in prostitution while knowingly being infected with HIV. The plaintiffs argue the law stems from what they call decades-old AIDS scare and discriminates against HIV-positive people. This is SRN News. The correspondent John Scott says at least one state taking major steps now to fight the war on drugs.
In Ohio, an epicenter of the opioid crisis, the state's Department of Commerce is taking a one-of-its-kind approach to aiding families financially impacted by addiction by educating financial advisors about substance abuse, how to spot it in their clients' finances, and what help is available. In the program, financial advisors are taught to look for certain signs. Those include large, unexpected withdrawals from their clients' accounts, late or missing payments on important bills, and recurring accidents or injuries. John Scott reports.
Wall Street ending the week yesterday on an up note and then some. The Dow was up 222 points, S&P 500 ahead 41, and on the tech side for the day, the NASDAQ gained 184. More details at srnnews.com.